politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam.
Bo.
Travis?
Yes.
Yo, man. Listen, you really bummed me out, Travis.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
No, for real, something specific. Adam would never have done this to me. I just didn't want him to think that I wasted my time as much as I do, which is...
Wait, Travis, you have something new for me to figure out what to do to Bo so I can make him crazy?
I have a pretty long list, actually.
Okay.
Gosh. I want to hear, but maybe this is part of it. I sent him Game Pigeon, which is an app, an add-on for SMS messaging, and you can play Battleship on it. So we could actually go back and forth and we could scream, "You sank my battleship," which is fun. So I sent it to Travis and he like literally was like, if you ever saw the Howard Stern movie where he throws the frisbee at the guy and it just hits him in the head because he doesn't know how to catch it. That's
that would be me.
A small bit of background here. I got a link to an app with a one-word text from Bo on a Sunday night that just said, "Play."
Awkward.
Yeah, so
why?
Given the number of topics we talk about on this show, I would have thought that maybe that would be a red flag for most people.
Did you look to see what it was?
Yeah, it was an app with no real description that I could see.
It's super fun. Here's the deal. So my kids all play this thing, and I was watching my daughter. This was like in like Miracle on 34th Street, if you ever saw, like, Santa Claus is watching the girl take her chewing gum out, and he's like, "What's that? I've never seen that before." It's chewing gum. He gets it in his beard. It's all very cute and funny. But it was my daughter playing Battleship with a friend of hers via SMS text. I thought that was cool. So I started playing with her, and now I'm a very happy person, and you're missing out, Travis.
Yeah, so for a little bit more context here, when you click on the link to the app, it doesn't even have the same name as the link ad on it.
Did you, you clicked on the link?
He did, so you lose.
I clicked on the link, which took me to an app, which I did not install. But it doesn't even have a screenshot of the Battleship game on the screenshots of the app itself. Let's see.
Oh my gosh, the amount of sand in your underwear is what's making you so unfun.
I do not like sand in my underwear, so that's a valid theory.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like sand in my...
So Adam, would you have done it if I had sent that to you, or would you have called me and been like, "What are you doing?"
I would have called you, because if I didn't call you, you would send me a text going, "Schmuck."
Okay, now, had I gotten Adam on this game, and we were playing it happily right now, and you challenged me, which you did, and then I said, "But dude, it's been on the Apple App Store for several years, since 2016. What do you say then, Einstein?"
No, I looked it up and also saw that it had a bunch of reviews, even still. If I get a link to an app without any context, I'm not installing it.
All right. Fair enough. So did you say green eggs and ham?
I totally said green eggs and ham, because our next guest has a show called Green Eggs and Dan. He's an actor, comedian, and he's host of the Food Network show Raid the Fridge. Dan Adut.
Very nice to meet you, Mr. Dan.
How are you guys? I'm very excited about this.
Do we know how to say Dan's last name? I don't.
Adut.
You don't?
And you know his slogan, "A doot is a real hoot."
A doot do. I'm sorry, a doot. I apologize.
And Bo, you're gonna get the boot for messing with a doot.
I don't do it. Sorry.
I apologize for them both.
Thank you, Travis. I was waiting for you to jump in and put an end to this chicanery.
Welcome to What the Hack, a show about hackers, scammers, and the people they go after. I'm Adam Levin, cyber maitre d'.
I'm Bo Friedlander. I am cyber anchovy.
And I'm Travis, cyber dishwasher.
That's messed up. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric e-bike.
With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Electric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, toolless assembly.
This is my first ever e-bike, and the experience has just been great. I was a little bit intimidated at first because I hadn't gone biking in a while, but the 500-watt motor that the Electric e-bike comes with really gives you a nice little boost, especially if you're trying to go uphill or pick up some speed.
Data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often. That means you get more exercise, more exploration, and wait for it, fresh air.
And riding an e-bike isn't like, it's not cheating. It's just making it possible for you to be out there longer on each ride. And speaking of things going a little slower, you can finance an Electric e-bike for as little as $49 a month.
Get into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention that What the Heck with Adam Levin sent you in the post-checkout survey.
That's electricebikes.com.
So here's the deal. I use Yahoo Finance. I use it to make money because it works. Not just because they're a sponsor of the show. Heck, I've been using them for years before they ever called to become a sponsor. I do a lot of investing, and I need to make split-second financial decisions, and that's where Yahoo Finance comes in. I trade stocks, and I trade options, and you can't trade them in a vacuum. You've got to know what's going on. Yahoo Finance gives you the opportunity to look at the whole picture. I mean, breaking news, editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts. I love the customizable charts. They have it all. At Yahoo Finance, I'm part of a community of over 90 million users. You heard me. 90 million folks use Yahoo Finance because they're helping you on your way to financial success. Visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com, yahoofinance.com.
So where are you, Dan?
I am in Los Angeles right now. I'm in my bedroom. I don't know how detailed you want it.
Well, okay. Now this is yeah. All right.
I don't know how salacious a podcast this is.
I was going for geography, but bedroom's good. what do you do in your bed? No, what do you do in LA, Dan?
So I'm a comedian. I'm a writer. I'm an actor. I host a show on the Food Network called Raid the Fridge. I act on a couple shows, you know, a little bit of everything. I'm in the show Cobra Kai right now. You guys can see me in that.
And you have that wonderful podcast, Green Eggs and Dan.
I do have a wonderful podcast. Thank you, Adam. Yes, it's a food podcast where I interview celebrities based on a picture of what's inside their actual fridge. It's a very fun podcast.
So I actually wouldn't mind an example. So do you like right now in my refrigerator, I have a few of those Spanish anchovies with garlic and like some bad oil, and then I have some hummus.
Yeah, gross.
Guys, I'm talking here. We have some hummus, and I have like three or four Marcona almonds. What can I make?
I mean, I love all that. Actually, you can have one of my favorite snacks, and I know you guys are anchovy haters, but anchovies are A, one of the most delicious foods ever, and B, 90% of the time that you've had it, you haven't known that you had it, and you were like, why is this dish so delicious? And the answer is usually anchovies.
Bingo.
But if you, especially pasta sauces, because they melt in, you don't even see it, there's no fishy flavor.
But they can make it right.
Well, this show, it's, you know, because it's cyber, we talk about fishing a lot, so anchovies, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, anchovies also ruin a pizza.
No.
As far as I'm concerned.
Anchovies on a pizza are a little aggressive in terms of the anchovy. You're having a straight anchovy. I love raw, like anchovies on their own. And Bo, I would say for you, the snack that I usually make when I have nothing else in my fridge, which it seems like you have nothing going right now, is I usually have some bread. I will toast some bread. I always have butter. Put a big slab of butter on. And then just put raw anchovies on top of that. Oh my God. Nothing to me is better than that.
Bo and I used to share an office in New York City. Gosh. We are now separated by the entire country because Bo would do things like he would fry cheese, which I love cheese, but people were running screaming out of the
office.
It's
called toasted cheese.
He would also walk in with just a pat of butter and eat the pat of butter.
Good butter.
Not to mention take almonds and just, the word wasn't drizzle, the word would be drown them with oil.
I mean, this all sounds, I'm Team Bo here. I feel like Bo and I, I'm into strong flavors, and I feel like Bo is as well.
I'm going to tell you something now.
A strong
listen,
flavor.
I resemble that comment. Now, listen, I will tell you one thing that, Travis, you need to shut up right now because, no, and I mean that in a nice way because I'm trying not to
poor
be.
Poor Travis hasn't said anything.
Oh, yep. But he said something. He did. Travis, what did you say about anchovies and pizza?
They're an abomination. Okay. They should be illegal.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you that I'm going to take you one of these days to a place called Best Pizza in Brooklyn. And Best Pizza makes a grandma slice that is the most vibrant thing on earth. And the reason I asked him, the reason is he puts a tiny little bit of anchovies in the sauce before he
wow.
Right? And it makes it bright as can be. And you'd never know it was in there. Never.
Yeah, that's totally fun. You can incorporate it. I know it has the umami flavor and all that other sort of thing, but
umami.
Just straight anchovies just tastes like just
salt.
Yeah, it tastes like fishy salt, and it's just too much.
Dan, help me out here. Come on.
It's kind of like caviar eaten by the Pomeranians or
Dan. So, go get him.
I feel like here's the thing. You have to slowly get Travis on board. It's kind of like when people have, you know, they love a frappuccino or like a very sugary, milky coffee, mm-hmm. and you're like, you want to end up weaning them off so they can have really, really good coffee.
Don't tell me you put anchovies in your frappuccinos.
You put just, no, you don't put it in. You just, okay. You just swim it through and then pull it out.
Yeah. All right, I'm done. That's gross.
Excuse me while I use the restroom for a minute.
No, okay, no, I did that and it was really good, especially if you wrap the anchovy in a pat of butter first. But
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
But lest we digress.
Oh.
You're here today to tell us a kind of a very interesting story, and we're all ears on this one. So tell us how this all started.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, I had some friends coming over for dinner, and I was going to go cook for them because, as you guys know, I'm a big foodie. And I'm driving back from the supermarket, and I suddenly start getting all these emails. Hey, just like, just confirming you're trying to change your LinkedIn password. Just confirming you're trying to change your Google password. Just confirming you're trying to change your Facebook password. And I get these emails once in a while, and I always think it's someone just phishing for a password, so I just ignored it, right? And then I got home, and I'm cooking, and my buddy Matt Goldich texts me, and he says, hey, I think your Twitter has been hacked. And I go onto my Twitter, and lo and behold, you know, every like 10 seconds, it's like an awful, awful, dumb song lyric is just being spat out onto my Twitter. It's like, owner of a lonely heart, much better than an owner of a broken heart. Bop, bop. You know, it's just like nonstop.
Owner of a lonely heart's a good song. I don't know.
That's a good one.
The answer is the anchovy of bands.
See, that would actually be me on my Twitter account. So therefore, I wouldn't notice anything different.
Right.
You know?
Well, for me, you have to understand, for a comedian especially, Twitter is very important.
Right.
It's, I've gotten a lot of business out of my Twitter account. It's your way to promote yourself. I have a verified check mark. You know, it's a big deal for me. It's important. So I start freaking out and I can't get into my Twitter. I'm locked out of my Twitter account.
Uh-oh.
So I contact Twitter and, you know, it says someone's going to get back to you. They have like a form response. It's like someone's going to get back to you within 5 to 7 days.
Don't you feel the love? 5 to 7 days?
Yeah.
That's pretty instant for them. Yeah.
5 to 7 days. For me, that would ruin my life. Like this thing, just 20 seconds of this, I was already hemorrhaging followers, you know?
5 to 7 days is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, there was a survey that if you took social media away from people, I think 60 or 70% of them said that they would be suicidal pretty much by the first 15 hours or 20 hours.
Yeah, exactly. That's what their plan is, just to hope that you commit suicide so that they don't have to help you. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, what am I going to do here? And I get a call from an unknown number, and I'm assuming it's Twitter. And so I pick up, I'm like, hi, this is Dan. And I hear on the other line, yo, is this is Dan a dude? I was like, yeah, who's this? He's like, yo, hey, what's up, man? It's me. I'm your hacker. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm the guy who's got your Twitter.
Okay, is this like an old guy, a young guy?
Young guy. And I'm like, how, what do you mean? I was, and he just didn't say anything. And I was like, well, can I get it back? And he's like,
yeah, that's why I'm calling you. So we can, you know, figure out like something that works out for both of us.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're extorting me for my Twitter account. And he's like,
whoa, don't use that word. It's not extortion. I just want you to pay me money, and then I'm going to give you your Twitter account back.
It's a creative partnership.
So creative partnership that's going to cost you like 10 grand.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, holy cow. Well, first of all, I'm like, all right, before we get into the contract negotiations, how do I know the person that I'm on the phone with right now is the person who's in control of my Twitter?
It was Adam.
And he goes, oh, that's a good question. Hold on one second. And he starts typing, and I hear typing. Uh-huh. And he goes, yeah, it looks like your password for everything is Trek11111.
True story.
True story. Oh. And I'm like, oh my God. And look, here's the thing. It's very jarring to have someone, you know, repeat your secret password to you, to hear it out loud in the world.
Did you say secret password?
Yes.
Guys, I sense a challenge here. Travis, would you direct Mr. Adut to his computer and a website, please?
Yes, I suggest going to Have I Been Pwned, that's pwned.com.
Shut up.
And then
/passwords.
Oh my God, hold on, I'm freaking out.
Sorry, was that Trek with four ones or five ones?
Trek with five ones.
Five ones. Oh, no.
Okay. Dan, have you ever heard of this site before?
No, I have not. Wait,
it's going to become your new best friend, or maybe not.
Trek with four ones has been compromised and seen 83 times.
Wow.
But with the five ones, that's been seen 3 times before.
I just got back from France, and there was a lot of stuff I couldn't stream because I was in the wrong region. But using NordVPN, I was able to stream everything.
I use NordVPN too, but it's more to protect my private data, like bank details, passwords, and online identity. There are a million trackers online that are just sort of watching you, and NordVPN is a great way to get around those.
NordVPN can switch your virtual location, allowing you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price.
If you're traveling and you're using public Wi-Fi, NordVPN can protect you wherever you are.
It's not just that. NordVPN also comes with threat protection, which helps protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites.
NordVPN is the fastest VPN in the world, and it'll only set you back the price of a cup of coffee a month.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/WTHack.
And hey, there's no risk. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Check the link in the podcast description.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So just a little bit of background here for Have I Been Pwned. We've discussed it a few times on the show. It's a really great resource for telling you how many times and where your email address, phone number, and password have been compromised. It's run as a nonprofit service, but it has literally billions of records that have been breached or lost in data breaches or leaked online. And more recently, law enforcement all around the world has started providing this site with data that they find in the case of a data breach. So it's a pretty comprehensive way to see how many times you've been hacked online.
Oh my God. All right, so I'm putting in the passwords that I've used and seeing whether or not they have been breached.
And
The Trek one, the one that the kid got, yes, has been breached. My other new ones have not been breached yet, it seems. And if you're listening to this, please don't see that as a challenge. Please just let
you don't have to tell us, but can you look and see where the one that the kid had was breached?
Wait, so these are all the sites that it got breached on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa.
So, what do you think? LinkedIn, I'm thinking. Seems like the best bet. Was there any
I think LinkedIn, because the first email that I got from him was, or the first email that said someone's trying to change your password was from LinkedIn. Oh, yeah, yeah. Scary stuff.
So, we probably know how the kid got it. So, the kid calls you up and he asks you for what? He puts his pinky to the corner of his mouth and he asks for, what is that number usually?
I was preparing myself. I was like, he's going to say like 10K or 5K.
Yeah.
Because he sees that I'm verified or whatever. And I'm like, so how much do you want for this? And he goes,
let me look at your numbers. Let me look at your account. Yeah, I'll do it for $100.
$100?
And I was like,
humanitarian. You got hacked by a humanitarian.
I was like, cool, I'll give you $100. But I was like, well, how do I know? First of all, I was offended. I was like, that's all my account is worth is $100.
Did he really say $100 and you were just like, oh, that sounds reasonable?
Yeah, basically.
Huh. Now, wait a second, Travis. How much do you think the record that this kid had, how much did it cost him on the dark web, if that's where he got it?
Oh, less than a penny.
Oh, okay. So it's good. He's making a good turn on that penny.
Nice IRR.
Oh, yeah, especially with LinkedIn, that breach was so big, it just got passed around and it got added to a whole bunch of collections that some of which cost money if you want to access them, but a lot of them are just free.
But so you had like a Woody Allen moment. You're like, what do you mean $100?
Yeah, I was like, that's it? That's all I'm worth? And then we had this weird interaction where I was like, all right, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to make the exchange? And he was like,
you Venmo me $100 and I'll give you your account back.
And I was like, no, how do I know you're going to give me my account back after I Venmo you? And he's like,
no, man, that'd be messed up. I wouldn't do that.
I'm like, oh, suddenly
it's
you're more
ethical.
It's not
messed up to hack you?
Yeah. Then I was like, well, why don't we do this? I'll Venmo you $40. You gave me my account back, and then I'll Venmo you the other $60. Okay. And he was like,
well, how do I know you're going to Venmo me the other $60?
I was like, dude, you're the criminal here, not me.
You guys are funny. I mean, both of you are funny at this point.
I was like, what's your deal? Like, this is what you do for a living? He's like,
yeah, man, everyone's got to have a hustle.
I'm like, relax with the hustle talk. You're like a computer nerd. And he's like, yeah, he basically said that he goes after people who have verified accounts because he knows that they care about their accounts. And also, cops aren't really going to go after someone who's like a small-time hacker. So he can just kind of get away with it.
Do you know how old he was?
Yeah, so here's the funny part. So he goes, so I give him the money, he gives me my account back, and I'm like, how old are you? And he's like,
I'm not going to tell you, but I'm somewhere between the age of 12 and 14.
I'm like, oh, okay, so you're 13, got it.
Oh my God, he's so cute, I love him.
He goes,
you need to get a lot better about your passwords, man. Like, you have the same password for everything.
I'm like, I don't need a lecture right now. But I asked him what I could do, and he was like,
yeah, you literally just have to come up with a random alphanumeric combination and have it written down analog on paper and have it, like, you know, in your nightstand. Like, that's the only way.
I was like, all right. And then I was like, did you get into my Instagram? And he goes,
let me check.
And he goes onto my Instagram. Now, it was a Friday, right? And the day before was Thursday, and I had done a Throwback Thursday post of me as this character, Falafel Phil, which was a character that I actually played on a Disney show for like 6 years. And it was this like pretty huge hit show.
It's what my great-grandfather married my great-grandmother in. It was a tight squeeze, but she looked beautiful.
But anyway, he sees this and he's like,
yo, why you got a picture of Falafel Phil on your Instagram?
And I was like, I am Falafel Phil. And he goes crazy. He's like,
what? You're my childhood man. I love Falafel Phil. You literally gave me all the joy when I was growing up. I had such a rough childhood, and I'd watch Falafel Phil, and it would make me laugh so much.
I was like, so am I getting my money back? He's like,
no, but still.
He's like,
I think, like, we should be friends or something. Like I should be, like,
he's like,
let me be your internet security guy, and if you ever need anything, I'll be there for you.
And I was like, all right, fine. So I had his number, and
wait, Mr. Dude, you didn't make him cry even a little bit? Like you hacked Mr. Falafel?
He didn't care. He had a completely different set of ethics. I feel like hackers okay. just live in a, it. To them, it's more of a chess game than like they're doing like something really awful.
How many accounts? Did he get any other accounts other than Twitter and Instagram?
So he didn't get into Instagram because I have a different password for that.
Oh,
but he got into Twitter. He got into LinkedIn. I think he got into Hotmail.
Did he get into your Gmail though, right?
No Gmail.
Good.
I also started, I hadn't been doing two-step verification until then.
Yep.
But I hear
did he encourage you to do that or?
I think he did, yeah.
Wow.
But I feel like you can, I feel like I hear that they can get around that too somehow.
Did he give you any other tips?
No, I mean, he told me to use different passwords. And I'll tell you the truth, for let's call it, you know, the month after that, I started to get serious about my passwords. But fast forward to now, it's the same. Like, I have literally one password that could just take me out. We're back
not
to
a,
where
not a good idea. You don't want to see random song lyrics show up again, you know?
I mean, it could have been a lot worse, right? I mean, he could have posting like porn or whatever and just like really hemorrhaged my followers quickly.
Dan, what inspired you to go back to one password?
Okay, the main issue for me is that I use Chrome and I use Safari, right? And then I have this on my phone, right? And I never know, you know, they store them, but then like it's stored on one website, but it's not on one search engine, but not on the other search engine. Not search engine. What is it called? Safari or Chrome, whatever. Browser, thank you. You know, so it's not all in one. It's not, there's, I haven't found the perfect way to centralize all this. I actually wish that they could just do Retina, just check my retinas out for everything. Like use a prick my blood, like get my blood to let me, like I'm down for anything that is literally my facial recognition or whatever. I don't care about my privacy like that. But if there was a better way.
Can I ask like why you don't care about your privacy that way?
Why? Because I feel like either way we're all screwed and they're gonna find it out if they really wanted to. So I'm okay for just letting it all hang out. I'm not gonna put a piece of tape over my webcam. I do TSA clear. The government I've done 23andMe. Everyone's got my genetic information if they wanna find it.
Yes, we were gonna discuss your blood type later, but we'll get to that. So, hey, Travis, so password managers, right?
Right.
We are fans of password managers. Mm-hmm. And password managers are capable of being a multi-platform and multi-browser or not?
Most definitely. The better ones, the ones that you pay for, it's something that will work on most major web browsers. You can also put it on your iPhone or Android phone or what have you. So, like, you can sync up your passwords across all of your devices and then be able to unlock that just with one password, make it harder than Trek 111
right.
to do. But they're pretty easy and they're really not that expensive, especially for the kind of peace of mind you get. I think they would definitely cost less than the $100 you had to pay to get your account back there.
Really?
Yeah.
Got it. And they're, I mean, that's the thing with all these services, I'm scared too. Like, what if they, you know, they get a data breach and then,
well,
I don't know.
Some of them have had breaches, but the level of encryption they use is so high that you can't do anything with the passwords.
That's right. Yeah. The if that happens, typically if someone gets access to the passwords, yeah, they're heavily encrypted in a way that would take like thousands of years to be able to crack it. So yeah, that sounds like a good solution for you because they tend to be easy to use. You only really have to set it up once. And then once you do that, you don't have to deal with the Safari Chrome issue that you're talking about, because that is pretty frustrating.
Just don't forget the password to your password manager, because that becomes more difficult.
So the password manager will come up with its own passwords? Is that?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, got it. So I don't have to come up with any other passwords ever again.
Nope.
It comes up. I just need that one that unlocks the whole thing.
That's
right.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, it's super convenient. But the main thing that we always say is if the password manager is free, then that is most likely a trap of some sort.
Oh my
then
God.
you're the product.
So then I'd have to basically go into, let's say, Instagram and change my password to whatever this password manager says it should be, and then have it all under the umbrella. Is that?
Yeah, it'll usually just give you a little prompt to help walk you through it. So it's not a super techie process, fortunately.
Now, let me ask you, did your hacker, this nice young man who hacked you, did he help you with changing your passwords, and does he like store them for you now? Or
no, I you know, so he wouldn't even tell me his real name. Uh-huh. So you know, it was Hacker Tom was what he told me his name was.
Hacker
and
Tom.
Once I used him again, because like the next day another person tried to get it, like to get money off of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him and I was like, what should I do? And he was like,
yeah, no, don't worry about it. I already took care of you. No one's going to come after you.
I was like, all right.
I passed the word. He's under my protection, you know.
Exactly.
What would it take you to sort of take this password thing more seriously? I mean, what is the scenario that, were it to happen, would make you change your habits?
Being on this podcast. I think you know the things. So I'll answer that with what I'm most fearful of, and I guess
spiders.
Besides spiders, the things that I'm most fearful of are obviously banking. Is number one, obviously. But then it's like my social media stuff, which I've already seen hacked. And then also, you know, my email, my Gmail and stuff. Like that, not having access to email is probably the worst thing that could happen to me. And if paying, I don't know, how much do these guys charge a month, the password people?
It depends. Again, I can run you through the options.
You know, but Travis, I was wondering, I mean, it's a fair question Dan asks, because mm-hmm. my password, I do use a password manager. I know you don't, Travis, but mm-hmm. I do. And Travis has like a system too, Dan. So, and he can talk about that with you. He might be able to talk about that right now. But some people use systems, some people use password managers. Mine, it's not cheap, Travis, and it definitely comes out to more than $100 a year.
One I'm looking at right now that's fairly well reviewed. If it's just for yourself,
yeah.
It's $3 a month.
I'm getting so ripped off. Oh my gosh.
That
again, there are different levels of protection, different levels of ease and quality and everything like that. But yeah, that's $3 a month is not really that bad.
I have 1995 prices. Damn.
Wow. So, Travis, there are, correct me if I'm wrong, but certain companies that offer monitoring services, mm-hmm. right? Identity monitoring, that also offer password managers.
Yep. Yeah, in a lot of cases, they'll even be affiliated with one another. So even if you're not getting them both from the same vendor, they'll still give you a discount.
Yeah.
Interesting. So why don't you use one of these, Travis?
Well, I have a system and I kind of run it across a few different things. And I just also have a really weirdly good memory about it and keep a lot of it written down in the nightstand, that sort of stuff. So I try not to put all my eggs in one basket.
Travis is my password manager.
Yeah. I think one of the other things too, though, is just to keep in mind that with digital hygiene, most people, at least half of people, admit to using the same password. And every year when we see what passwords come out, they actually make Trek 111 look like the most complicated CIA level encryption. I think 123456 7 is one of the most common Password is another one that's always in the top three and so on. So you're certainly not alone in this. It's the no shame zone, as we call it.
See, at least in my case, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I thought that was
better. But Adam, one more level Adam, of complexity. Here's the thing, and this is true, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to just like be completely honest. When it comes to like the place where I buy my movie tickets, or which I don't do anymore because of COVID, but when I did, or like parking meters, you know, all those apps in cities that have parking meter apps that you need to use.
All the ones that have been breached, yeah.
Right, right. So I figure they have lousy protocols anyway. So you know what I give them? I give them ha 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 if they'll let me. And the reason I give it to them is I don't care. You want to park on my dime? Go right ahead. I'll figure it out the next time I'm not in Pittsburgh and someone parks there. But that's been my rule of thumb. When it's a password that I don't need to mess with, and that's why I asked about the Twitter account. I care about my Twitter account. Not enough to give you $100, so don't even think about it. But but I care about it, so I protect it reasonably well. But on the things where it doesn't matter, I don't care. Am I alone in that?
No, you're not really alone. But I think there's another way you can look at this, okay? And that if you're worried about making a monthly payment, think about health insurance, and think about you're willing to pay for health insurance. Well, this is cyber hygiene insurance. It's kind of annoying, but at the same point, it's better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. That's why it's really more important to think about this in terms of health, because this is your financial health, your identity health, your credit health. All these things are kind of wrapped up in these passwords.
Yeah.
And I think the figure is, one, if your identity gets stolen, it takes people on average about 40 hours to untangle a lot of the damage there. And so that's something where just that investment of time, if not money, can just be enormous.
And in your case, time is money.
Yeah, but also, Adam, what about if you do get hacked? Like, what about, so Adam founded this company called Cyber Scout, and it's worth mentioning here. So if you do get hacked and you don't know us well enough to get us on the phone, which you now do, Dan, there are companies that give you a high touch service that sets everything back to normal, right, Adam?
No, they do, and they take care of it for you. As a, you know, in the old days, it would be like, oh, you have a problem. We're going to send you a tip sheet and hug you and say, good night, good luck. And over time, organizations have developed that actually make all the phone calls, write all the letters. When you first alert them you're having a problem, they will take you to the fraud department of one of the credit reporting agencies and get things in process for you. So today, you can go to insurance companies, certain financial institutions, more credit unions than banks, because they're more centric, consumer-centric, or you can go where you work, to your employer. And many of these organizations have programs that will help you through identity incidents. Unfortunately, often you have no clue these programs are available because a lot of these companies that have these programs are not really good at telling people about the programs. But as part of these programs, there are companies that really will get in there, give you white glove service, attach you to a fraud expert who will work with you. And then when it's done, when you come out on the other side, they'll contact you and make sure you're okay. And if you have another problem, you can contact the company directly. So it's kind of the new world, but it's an important part of the new world.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even think about identity theft stuff.
If they get your email, phone number, password, SIM card, they can then log into your email. They can log into a government website. Pretty soon they have your social security number. They're signing up for credit cards. It could start as Twitter, but it could go a lot deeper.
Right.
Perfect example. People will say, I tried to file my tax return with the IRS and I got blocked because somebody was using my social security number and it wouldn't let me file. So they deal with the IRS, they get it resolved, they get their PIN code, which by the way, everybody can get a PIN code from the IRS now, even if they haven't been compromised. But it can start as Twitter, it can go deeper.
True, true.
It starts with a tax return, and people think they got it. And they don't realize if they have enough information to file a fake tax return, they have enough information to commit every form of identity theft possible. Opening new accounts, medical identity theft, child identity theft, criminal identity theft, you name it. And sometimes all it could happen is someone gets access to an existing credit card, and it is amazing how this thing can spiral into something really horrible.
Yeah.
But if you are guests on our show, the good news is Travis will fix you up. I'm sure he has so much time on his hands to do that. But
oh yes, scads of time.
No, but I will also help and Adam will help. We're available to you. So if you land on this show, you have a good story, it does mean that you will leave a little more freaked out, but a little more secure as well.
But it'll be a cathartic experience because you'll have shared and felt better by sharing, because this is the no shame zone.
Well, the catharsis is all just like in getting rid of any feeling of ease you may have had.
Yeah, I know.
I love how we started with a lighthearted romp into anchovies and ended with just like morbid stories of cybercrime and
I know.
guest terror. Yeah.
Well, there's something called, and you should look this up, Dan, there's something called I'll say it in English. I think it's Janssen's temptation. And if you look that up, it's a Swedish dish. It is basically heavy cream, onions, and the saltiest anchovies you can find, baked with potatoes.
I thought this was another site that I can go to and like put my iris in and then it tells me.
No, Johnson's Temptation, we're back to fish, baby.
My retina.
You had me at heavy cream and onions. You lost me at anchovies.
And potatoes.
Yeah, I need to keep a puke bucket next to the desk here.
You guys are missing out on life, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think.
Travis, you take care of my cybersecurity. I will take care of your palate. I will expand it. I will open it up. Where do you live, Travis?
The Pacific Northwest.
Oh, okay. I take it
as
all
if
back.
We haven't mentioned it 100.
Yeah,
wait, you guys have the best seafood in the whole country, and
yeah, we do.
And anchovy ice cream, probably.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, but we have things like albacore tuna or Dungeness crab and things like that. Like that's perfectly acceptable. And like, why would you eat anchovies when you can actually have like a real fish?
But just remember, we have the Prince of the Palate on today, so let us use this opportunity to learn what we can.
Yeah, so Prince of the Palate, what is the best small ingredient that none of us may be using? What is it? The best,
dust.
Like weird it's... little tiny hack.
First of all, it's funny you say that because I always say anchovies when I'm asked this question. But I would say, I think that the hot new spice that a lot of people should use in their food is something called togarashi. It's like a Japanese spice blend, and it's a dry spice. It's not like a sriracha type thing. It's like a powdery thing. It is so delicious. It goes well on anything. It is my go-to spice. You can find it. You can buy it on Amazon or go to like a Japanese specialty market, but it is so good.
Yeah, we're 50-50 now because anchovies are a big no-no, but togarashi is great. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I love this. Where else can you do a show on cybersecurity and end up with recipes?
Food hacks.
Oh my God.
Food hacks are real, man.
Food hacks are real.
All right. Dan, listen, awesome. And we're sorry if we scared you, but hopefully we've all learned why password management is really important.
I appreciate it, guys. Well, thanks for having me. This is really eye-opening, and if anything, it's just a reminder because I think I've gotten a little too complacent.
Janssen's temptation, make it. If you're a hacker and you're actually good at what you do, we encourage you to go on Apple Podcasts, create a bot that just likes our podcast over and over and over and over again. Apple, we're sorry. We don't really mean that. But what we what we would like to tell you.
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
They should tell their friends, their family, their neighbors. They should tell their friends on Instagram, Facebook. You know, skywriting is a good thing, too.
What the Heck with Adam Levin is a production of Loud Tree Media.
It's produced by Andrew Stephen, the man with two first names.
You can find us online at loudtreemedia.com and on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Adam K. Levin.